This is Dennis Regan, and whether I'm in my summer home in Arizona or my winter home in Minnesota, I listen to Community News.
Congratulations on 150 episodes. That's a fantastic achievement, and 150 is a good number to pause and reflect. If you do 150 of anything, you should take a moment and say, what the heck was that? In fact, that's in the name of my next podcast. And as a matter of fact, the 150th title of a podcast I've come up with without actually ever doing a podcast. So calls for celebration.
Here comes the snow. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
Well, I could tell you how I am, or I could just say, I'm fine.
That's
which
perfect.
Which do you really want?
I want to hear you're fine. That's all.
I'm fine.
We only do like a 10-minute episode, so if you actually went into how you were actually doing, it would be a mega episode.
So I agree.
Are you all set for the snow today? There are a few flakes falling as I came to record the show, but nothing as of yet.
Well, as you know, in the past, I don't love snow, but I don't love snow because I'm scared to drive in the snow and the ice. Now that I'm 11 months hunkered down at home and I have nowhere to go, I'm actually loving the snow because I'm not scared of driving in it. So I'm just sitting here watching the individual flakes come down, and I have so much time on my hands that I've actually been identifying all the different shapes in every individual snowflake.
Right. Of course, I went and aggravated myself by going to the supermarket this morning, where every idiot who doesn't know how to use a self-scanner is waiting in line, and it takes 5 hours to scan stupid groceries that they're never going to eat because they're afraid that they're not going to be able to go out of their house for more than 3 minutes because of the snowstorm.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you run out with the milk, bread, eggs crowd pre-snowstorm?
Because I'm an idiot. That's why.
You're not an idiot, but that's like very just like you're trying to torture yourself.
Well, I ran out of my staple. You know, last week I told you I got really sick when I cooked myself food. So I've come down. So what I've realized is the only thing that I can do is peanut butter and jelly at this point. And we were out of peanut butter, and that is a huge, huge deal. So I had to go get peanut butter this morning. And that's why I was at the supermarket with all the idiots who don't know how to use the self-scanner.
It's interesting that the peanut butter and jelly is gentler on your stomach than eggs. That's interesting. Egg whites. That's interesting in itself.
Peanut butter and jelly is the staple of all staples.
So my follow-up question to that is, are you a smooth, don't answer, or a chunky? I'm going to guess you're a smooth.
You
because
are.
Because you don't like sounds of food. So I'm guessing smooth.
Exactly. Smooth peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
And I get some.
Don't tell me.
Yes.
Are you a Jif, still from the 70s guy, reliving your childhood gastronomical delights? Or have you moved on to like Skippy? Or Peter Pan?
Skippy is what we always used. Skippy has been our thing forever. We were not a Jif people. You were a Jif family?
I don't think we were even a peanut butter family. I don't remember having it as a kid. But so you were Skippy? Are you still eating Skippy?
I'm still eating Skippy.
I knew it because you're like a man of routines.
Yes.
And you like you're very brand loyal. So you're still eating Skippy. You haven't tried any of the newer stuff that's come out, like the more natural things.
I tried it once and I did not like it.
I bet. And I bet the thought I would actually enjoy, maybe when we finally have live events again, it would be fun to do a peanut butter taste test with you because I would enjoy watching you try even the littlest bit of like the newer healthy ones that are crunchy, that have a weird texture. I would just love to see your face.
Just the noise of that in my mouth, crunching peanut butter. I can't even imagine. I'm freaking out already.
Yeah, that's why I want to see it. The thought of that makes me laugh.
Meanwhile, I've refrained for almost 3 minutes, but I've got to ask, are you in the Crips or the Bloods with what you're wearing on your head right now?
I wish you guys could see. I've got a little shmata on my head. Yeah. Shmata, for those of you that understand Yiddish. It's a little, what do you call it, skull cap?
I would say yes.
It's like a skull cap, but it's just tubular.
Right.
So you could even put it, if you're having a really bad day, you could just pull it all the way down on your
face.
And
now you look like the guy on, what was it called? Oh, my God. Cosby did it. The cartoon.
Yeah, the Cosby Show. He had that long hat. Yeah. But I'd have to cut out the mouth.
It wasn't Mush Mouth. Was it Mush Mouth who had that? I can't remember.
But this, I feel like, is good for like a day that I'm not feeling myself day. I could just go out and I feel like no one will notice me. I won't draw any attention to myself. No one can see me. You know, do you think I could just blend in if I pull that down like that?
Yes. And it's Fat Albert, by the way. I can't believe that I couldn't remember Fat Albert while we were thinking about it. But
our minds were going. I was saying Cosby. Yeah, it is a weird look. You know, this little thing that I bought, it's cotton, it's blue and green colors. It's cute to look at. But when I bought it, I feel like it, seeing myself in the Skype with you, it doesn't look as cool as it feels. Like when I have it on my head, I feel as if I look a certain way, like kind of cool, kind of hip. And I see what I look like, and it's not at all what it actually looks like. So it's very few things like that you buy, and they just don't look as cool on you as they do when you think about it. So that's what this apparently is.
It's going to go perfect with the Mrs. Roper ensemble this summer, though. It just fits perfectly with it.
Exactly. Back in the day, Glamour used to have the fashion do, fashion don't. I feel like this would go under a fashion don't. Yet I wear it because my hair is so messy. I feel like it needs some kind of accoutrement.
Now, did you wear that? Because I know you did not let me and the audience down. You absolutely did do Zoom yoga this weekend. So was that part of your Zoom yoga costume or no?
I have to admit, I ordered this online in anticipation of trying to get back into being a yogi. What that only took, 11 months to finally do a Zoom yoga.
Right.
So you'll be happy to know I did finally turn on the computer when the town was running Zoom yoga.
Right.
So that I could yoga with all the yoginis in Townport.
Uh-huh.
Only problem is I've become so lazy in my non-movement since the pandemic, my additional non-movement, and my Charlie Grandpa Willy Wonka chocolate factory laying around constantly repose that I couldn't even motivate myself to do any of the poses except for Savasana. I did my entire class in the Savasana pose.
Not being a yogi myself, a practice of yogi, could you please enlighten me as to what Savasana is? Am I pronouncing it correctly even?
Yes, you are. Savasana is pretty much the final pose of every yoga class, when you get to just lay there and let your thoughts go out. Let me Google it and see what they call it. The final pose of any yoga class is one of deep restoration, also known as corpse pose, also sometimes called final relaxation pose. So I stayed in Savasana or corpse pose for 45 minutes.
As opposed to the rest of the day when you were in Savasana.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. They say any exercise is some exercise. Is it different me just laying in my bed or laying on my couch in Savasana or saying that I'm right now doing yoga class, I've got the Zoom on, I hear the other Townport yoginis, and I'm laying in Savasana? Like, does one count as exercise and one just laying around, or is it all just laying around?
I can't even begin to answer that question because we know what the answer is. It's all exercise. Right. Okay. That's it. It's all exercise.
I know at least 100 yoga teachers in town personally. I've introduced you to some. Maria, who came to one of our live shows. Amy. I know so many. I'm going to see who actually listens on their own and if they can answer the question. So this, I'm going to put this out there to all the yoga instructors I know in Townport and all the yoga instructors I know in the country and the world. Because little plug, I did get yoga certified myself, so I also
in Savasana. You were a master of that.
I was Kundalini yoga. I took the certification for that. So
wait a second. What is that? Does that involve more poses than lying down and watching TV?
It does. Actually, in Kundalini, there's a lot of just sitting around poses that look like they're not a big deal. It's not like headstands and cartwheels, so I thought it would be mellower, but it's actually incredibly hard because some of the poses are literally like, hold your hands over your head for an hour. like sit like that for an hour, sit like this for an hour. So it's like these ridiculous torture poses. But Kundalini is where, speaking of the shamatha on my head, everybody wears a white head covering. It's almost religious looking, and a completely white outfit. So if you see people walking around in complete white head to toe and white turbans, those could be Kundalini yogis.
Fascinating. So you were
pictures.
Please do.
When I looked like a Q-tip. They wrapped me up in a big white turban and my head looked like a Q-tip. I'll send it to you.
Perfect.
You can put it on the website. When Sasha was trying to learn to be a Kundalini yoga teacher.
Okay, so basically you laid around for your yoga class, but
yes.
Segue, the newspaper where we used to work has actually come up with a list of exercising through the winter months. I guess they're trying to usurping the community center. Do you want to hear?
Perfect tie-in with what we're talking about. Right. Yes, I would.
We haven't had a good list in a while.
I know. I love those newspaper lists. For any new listeners, this is the newspaper Paul and I got fired from working on, and how and why we started this show. And they like to do these lists that we think are a little too obvious, but apparently they're helping someone. So, yes, let's hear the winter exercises.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
The first one is take the stairs. What am I supposed to do? Do I have an escalator in my house or an elevator in my house?
Well, some people in Townport do. Let's not try to ostracize our half percenters that listen in town.
So if you have an escalator or an elevator in your house, make sure to take the staircase instead. That's how you're going to exercise.
Right, which then leads you to why put an escalator or elevator in your 12,000 square foot house? Just always put in stairs because the exercise is important, right?
It's perfect. Number two, clean the house. Instead of sitting around and doing nothing, just get up and clean the house. You like that idea?
I do. I've been trying to do that myself, but it's hard for me to tear myself away from my phone use where I'm addicted to scrolling Facebook. So sometimes I force myself to get up and do like a task for 10 minutes. In fact, before I got on with you, I put in a load of laundry. I was literally having Facebook withdrawal in the three trips I took from my room carrying laundry to the laundromat, to the washer.
Right.
I was literally withdrawing, thinking I'm missing something on Facebook.
Right. And for anybody who's not fortunate enough to be friends with Sasha, she just posted 18,000 pictures of a walk she took around town yesterday.
Yes.
So you have the good fortune of looking at that.
Hours for a different town. So that's why I was extra excited. I posted more than usual pictures of my usual just plain old town walk in the same
spot. You were cheating on Townport? I thought those were obviously I did not scroll through the 18,000. Right. Those were not Townport?
Those were not Townport. We drove 3.5 hours away to a very historic other town. It's a very historic place. And that's why I took so many pictures.
Right. As opposed to the ones where you're on your normal walk, which are only like 5,000 at that point.
Usually when I take a Townport walk, I post like three different sets of 80 pictures. That's 240 pictures of the same exact trees, the same exact beach, the same exact Main Street. But I try to look at it always from a different angle. Or I notice that if the sun is at a different spot, the shadows and the colors are different. But yeah, that's why I thought it was exciting to post some pictures of a different town. Because you know, I'm so yay, rah, rah, Townport. I'm like, I might as well be Miss Townport, let's face it. Like, I'm the most pro-PR person for this town that maybe ever lived.
That is our next idea. We are going to have a Miss Townport contest.
We should do that. You know what? Especially during the pandemic. Let's do it before we're all vaccinated. People still need stuff to do while they're home. A Miss Townport contest would be amazing over Zoom.
Oh, my God. And what we'll have them do is we'll have them dress up in their best Mrs. Roper outfit. It's an homage to our show. They have to dress as a furry.
Okay. That's another category.
Sans bra at one point. They have to parade around sans bra.
Right.
So those three things off the top of my head, but I'm going to think of more.
It could be dress as your favorite 70s TV show character, like separate from Mrs. Roper, like pick your own 70s TV show character.
Right.
Your favorite.
Amazing.
What else? I love this idea.
I we're going to have to toy around with, but this is our next business proposal for Town Pack.
And we do it via Zoom.
Right.
And there has to be an entrance fee. What's the entrance fee?
$1 million. Getting back to the list, the last thing on the list is have a buddy system. Dance. So exercise with someone.
With a buddy. Oh, so Paul, I should actually be once a day checking in and doing like a dance party online to squeeze, which actually yesterday and this morning, that's what I've been doing. I happened to watch Black Coffee in bed last night. You know, I listen to Squeeze a lot, just like you do. But I haven't watched the video in, I don't know, maybe since the 80s. And I was laughing because all those 80s videos are so literal. They make me laugh. Like, they act out everything.
So Black great. Coffee. I love that video. In the house where she's drinking coffee. And then the Vanessa Del Rio porn star lookalike comes. Yeah. And she's the temptress who takes him away. Ugh.
But, like, you could – there's so many better videos that you could make. But those original 80s videos, they're so bad that they're good.
It's amazing.
So I hadn't watched it in forever, and somebody had posted it in that coffee group that you and I are in. And I watched it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't watched the video in forever. So then I posted it on my Facebook, and then it got me going down a squeeze rabbit hole of videos because while I listen to the music often, I don't watch the videos. So I've been doing that and dancing.
Yeah.
So you and I should have a squeeze dance party, like, every day – because that would help me exercise, and it would be a partner, and it would be Zooming with you.
Perfect. What we're going to do, we're going to do a Zoom squeeze video exercise.
We should make it open to all the community.
Open
news
to community news. Whoever wants to ridicule us while we exercise can come along and visit.
Yeah, maybe Townport will include us on their, like, the town center Zoom classes. Maybe we could put in an application that you could do town yoga, town soup making, or you could take the town squeeze dance party with Paul and Sasha.
That is a great idea. And on that note, I'm getting ready for the snow. I'm going to go make a snowman with the non-existent snow that's going to fall. As always, okay. Sasha, it's a pleasure to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Paul, even with a hashmata on my head. Paul, I want to ask you, please do not go out there like the hero you always do and try to shovel the snow. I do not want you getting hurt.
Thank you.
Do not make egg white omelets. I do not want you getting sick.
I'm going to have a peanut butter and jelly as we speak. I will speak to you again next week.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul.
As always, take care, Sasha. Talk to you again.
Oh, love community.
Bye.
Bye, Paul.